Blog Talk Radio. Hello and good evening. This is Delia Farquharson and welcome to Discussions with Delia. I am really excited to be with you all this afternoon, and we have a long overdue guest joining us this evening. And as we continue our focus on wellness, so that is an aspect of life that I'm committed to. I'm committed to bringing awareness and raising the awareness always about how do we live our best lives by increasing our level of wellness. And this evening, I am delighted to welcome Dr. Mitz Ann Edmund, who's going to share with us about dental health, and a little bit about herself as well and her practice, her dental practice here in Mount Vernon. So I'm really excited to have Dr. Edmund join us. Dr. Edmund, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good, good. So this is long overdue, Dr. Edmund.
Yes, and it is. I'm glad we can finally connect.
I'm glad as well. I'm really happy that we are able to connect. So, Dr. Edmund, I would like this to be a really organic conversation. So for that reason, I did not prepare any questions, and I want you to feel comfortable sharing as you are led. I think that's important, right? So I pride myself on being an authentic person, and I admire those qualities in others. So that is how I choose to live. I'm going to start this conversation like I told Tricia as she tried, she worked on connecting us. I'm going to start this conversation by asking you, Dr. Edmund, to tell us a little bit of you about your journey to now, right? How did Dr. Edmund become this phenomenal dentist that she is today? So give us a little bit of your story to now.
All right. So that's a good question. So I am originally from the island of Trinidad and Tobago. So I came up to the States for college, and that's where I got the first inkling that I wanted to become a dentist. So I was able to do externships in different health fields, medicine, pharmacy, dental, and dentistry seemed to align with what I wanted for myself in the future, to have a flexible schedule. I wanted to have a family, and I also wanted to serve the community in healthcare in some form. So we got to shadow, different dentists. And it seemed like a good fit, doing science, doing healthcare, and still having time to have a family and grow. So I did I did dental school, Philly, and then did work at Mount Vernon Health Center. That was
Don't brush over your education like that. Don't brush over it like that. You just brush over it like that, Dr. Edmund. Come on now.
The long, long journey of education.
But what I'm saying is that you went to an Ivy League school. So I think that's important, right? That's an important accomplishment that should not be trivialized.
Absolutely. Yes. So I attended University of Pennsylvania, which is a very prestigious dental school, competitive to get into a school like that. And of course, you don't see many people who look like me at
That's
these institutions, right? I think we had a class of about 10 minorities out of over 100. So it is a huge accomplishment, you know, and pushed through dental school, very challenging, you know, tons of exams, little social life, but I did it. I graduated and made it to join the profession. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I do think that it's important, Dr. Edmund, to validate, you know, because that could not have been easy. Like you said, it's competitive. I'm sure there was more than enough micro and macro aggressions in that environment.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, so I'm, you know, it's good. So let's, you know, let's at least right now just pause to acknowledge that you made it through that difficult challenge of graduating, because so many people start. Not everybody
finish,
as we know,
yeah.
Right? So that's a great thing. So now you continue your education, I see. Tell us where.
So after dental,
mm-hmm.
I did a residency at NYU. It was called Lutheran Medical Center in my time in Brooklyn. So I spent a
mm-hmm.
couple of years there and did, you know, additional training to get my feet wet before going out into the real world.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent a couple of years in Brooklyn learning about implants and just dentistry really works besides our classroom, right? So
right.
That was the next phase. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's good. So we've established that you are, you know, your professional credentials are unparalleled. Right, you are where you're supposed to be. So then you
yeah.
said you mentioned Mount Vernon Health Center. I
yeah.
heard that, right? So you've worked
mm-hmm.
at the Mount Vernon Health Center.
Yes, that was so right after residency, my first job. I did want to give back, and I landed a position there, and
mm-hmm.
it was a great experience being able to work with the community, being able to help the underserved populations who
mm-hmm.
don't necessarily have access to dentistry
mm-hmm.
when you have to pay, you know, out of pocket.
Right.
So I spent about 5 years there and learned a lot. Great patients, seeing, you know, how to work with limited resources, but
mm.
still do the best care that you could.
Right.
So it was a really great learning experience.
Good. So Dr. Edmund, you know, we all come to this understanding of what dental care is
mm-hmm.
from, you know, based on our environment, right? So depending
yeah.
on whether or not it is something that's taught or prioritized in our families, you know, people just develop different feelings about dental health. And so, you know, when we think about that, when we think about, for example, in communities like Mount Vernon, where
mm-hmm.
we have some people who are underserved, some people who don't have full understanding of why dental health is important, tell me, you know, where should parents begin? Because we have to think about the dental health across the developmental spectrum. So let's think
yeah.
about, you know, somebody who now is listening to us and has a newborn. So we'll go across the spectrum. So somebody who has a newborn, tell us what the approach, what's the suggested approach to developing great mental health, that's dental health, that's going to last throughout life. How would you advise this young mother or this father with a baby or an infant as they develop dental hygiene?
So that's a very good question. Taking care of your oral health, your teeth, your gums does start at the very beginning. A lot of parents think, oh, just baby teeth, they don't have to pay much attention, and you know, when the adult teeth come in, that's where it starts, but it's definitely not the case. So newborns, parents want to make sure you have healthy nutrition, you know, you're breastfeeding or you're bottle feeding. You don't want to have your child sleeping if they have a bottle. that's how the case starts really early. Some parents just want to comfort kids, so they put them to sleep with a bottle. But once those teeth come in, sometimes you end up with a mouthful of cavities because they aren't aware that they need to clean these teeth, you know, at night. You don't have the time to sleep with a bottle. So that's one tip. Do not put your baby to sleep because they end up with baby bottle decay. And that starts a whole load of problems, right?
Right, right.
You know, for toddlers, you want to monitor your kids really closely. Make sure you're brushing morning, night. Start flossing, getting them into a routine. And, of course, going to visit the dentist. Start them young. Don't let your dental fear hinder your child's health care. You know, a lot of people come in and they're like, oh, it's going to hurt. It's going to be so this, that, and the other. And you sort of instill fear into your child before they step into the office, you know. So just be calm and let them early. Let them go get their teeth cleaned. See how it is to visit the dentist. Don't make a big deal or make them nervous. And start the journey early. Start eating healthy and cleaning those teeth and gums from the get-go.
From the get-go. And you mentioned something that I think is really important as well, that influences the relationship that many, and not just people of color, but a lot of people, especially people who are poor, have with the dentist, right? It's a fear-based relationship, right?
Absolutely.
Because most people think that, oh, it's going to be painful. What can we do about that? How do we help to navigate those waters? Because you're right that if a parent has primary fear of the dentist, then that is going to more than likely pass on to the child.
Yes, yes. It's tough because just our profession as a whole, it's like, oh, the dentist is someone scary. And it's not necessarily so. For myself, growing up, I actually had good experiences. My parents took us to the dentist. We had a hospital. So we had access to care, and we went for routine checkups, cleaning. So we didn't have emergencies to deal with when, you know, as a child. We were brushing, flossing, doing what we should do and going in for a checkup. So when you have a routine, it becomes easy and it becomes predictable and you're not nervous. So we had that experience. Other people, it's like, oh, toothache, now you got to go, you're in pain, you're going to pull a tooth, and it becomes a whole
traumatic
experience.
Yeah.
Do your routine annual checkup, make it simple, and then you have a healthy opinion of going in to see a dentist. And it is tough because it's not fun, it's not easy, but if you do your maintenance, it becomes much, much easier to, you know, step into the dental chair or the
office. Right, which goes back to the point of starting early, right, of really trying to introduce this idea of going to the dentist. I, too, had a positive relationship, you know, the community that I lived in, and I grew up in Jamaica. We had a dental clinic there, so we would go regularly to get our teeth cleaned. So I had a positive relationship with the dentist, and I, even to this day, I go to the dentist twice a year. You know, just to get checked. So then, Dr. Edmund, you are in private practice, right? You've started your private practice. What led to that journey?
So after working in the health center for a number of years, I wanted to expand my skill set. So I mentioned limited resources. When you're in a community-based setting, you don't necessarily get all the tools, get all the finances that you need to do certain things. So we would do mainly fillings, extractions, you know, your basic dentistry. But as a young dentist, I had learned a lot in my training. So I said, you know what, I want to broaden my horizons. Let me see what private practice looks like. So after I had my kids, I ended up not returning to the health center. I went to associate at a number of different practices to kind of see how things were done.
Right, the lay of the land.
Yes, exactly. So I got to see I worked in the Bronx. I was in Yonkers. And just saw different ways that other dentists were able to practice and learned more dentistry.
Mm-hmm. So tell us then, what distinguishes, what did you learn, right? What did you see that says, okay, there's a need here. There's a gap here that I can fill based on my training and my experience. What did you learn?
Well, I learned that every single dentist has their own philosophy. You know, one, many of them, again, don't look like me. I'm, you know, a minority. I'm a female from another location, black woman. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we, our people don't necessarily have access to see someone who looks like them. And that could
mm-hmm.
also create sometimes a negative experience because maybe you don't trust the dentist. They tell you something and it may not be necessarily in your best benefit. It may be for their benefit in terms of
finances,
you know. And I felt that some practices where I was, it really was all about money. You know, you want to have an ethical practice, you want to take care of your
mm-hmm.
patients.
Mm-hmm.
If you're somebody, you know, you may not have come from a high income family, or you may not be educated, and sometimes practitioners will take advantage of that. And you know, it's not fair. I've seen a lot of things, and I'm like, wow. And as an employee, I can't do much or say much. You know, I try, but I said, you know what, I want to practice differently. I want my patients to have a better experience, an elevated experience. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to take the leap of faith and open
mm-hmm.
up a practice, Elevation Dental Studio. And, you know, many, many challenges. But I was like, if these guys, and, yeah, pretty much male dentists that I work for, if these guys could do it, I think
I could do it too.
Yeah.
Good. So then before you tell us about your practice and what distinguishes it, I want you to tell me about, you know, you said that all dentists or the dentists that you had experience with have their own approach, their own philosophy that guides the practice. What is
yeah.
the philosophy that guides Elevation Dental Studio?
Let's see. So our core values, one of them is giving back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Again, yes, we are a business, and you need to be profitable to run a business.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, look at the people who are coming in. We are very big on building relationships with our patients. I like to know who I'm seeing, know about their family, know about, you know, what makes them tick, why they may or may not be scared to come into the dentist, and how I could help them achieve their goals for their health. So really connecting with the members of the community that I'm seeing, finding ways to give back. You know, we do things like Thanksgiving, we'll do a coat drive or a food drive, work
okay.
with the local churches, you know, things like that. So not just, okay, fill, drill, bill, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. I think that's great because, you know, I adhere or I subscribe to that philosophy of really trying to give back, especially in a community like ours, where the needs are just great. If you just open up your eyes, you see need all around you, right? And, you know, it's unfortunate that many exploit that need for their own advantage.
Right.
So it's good to hear that you are committed to giving back. So tell us, Dr. Edmund, about Elevation Dental Studio. Where are you located and what's going on there? How can we connect?
Okay, so Elevation Dental, we are located on Grammaton Avenue in Fleetwood, Mount Vernon. We started roughly about 4 years ago, so it was right in the height of COVID, grand opening in February and closed in March.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but yeah, we're here still still pushing through, and, you know, we're here to serve the surrounding communities. We offer a lot of services for the family. You know, we serve from ages 1 to 99, so pretty much any age group.
Okay.
We would be available to see. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, how did COVID affect your business? The fact that you started up in February and then March, by March, you know, within a month you had to adjust.
So definitely slower growth than anticipated. Sometimes people, even in the neighborhood, are like, how long have you guys been here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it wasn't the trajectory that I hoped for in starting.
Mm-hmm.
We had actually planned to go out to some of the schools. We had scheduled go and meet and greet and so on. And, you know, it shut things down. So we were in limbo. But it gave me time to work on building the business, you know, just learning
mm-hmm.
what I wanted to have ready when things normalized. But, yeah, it was definitely unexpected. And we're still building and still looking to meet great new patients and get our name out there in the community to be able to serve them.
Okay. So what you're saying is that you are accepting new patients,
yes,
right?
Definitely.
And there's no
mm-hmm.
long wait. There's no long wait for for an appointment. And do you accept all insurances? Are there some that you do not accept?
So we accept major insurances that are PPO plans. So typically
mm-hmm.
it's like the private plans that we
mm-hmm.
have. Some union plans like 1199 we do work with. So
mm-hmm.
not every insurance, because the hard part with insurances, yes, they do help our patients, but it also is just sort of a coupon. So yes, it's going to help you. But a lot of patients base their healthcare only on what insurance covers, and they don't realize insurance doesn't cover that much.
Right,
so
everything.
That's a challenge in our field. It's not like medical insurance where you go in and you expect everything to be covered. It's so many rules, and we're working with so many plans. Every plan has its own rule. So we basically tell patients, don't go by what your insurance says. You know, look at what's best for your health care. We do our best to explain, you know, what we're seeing, give options. So it's up to the patient to, you know, see if they can move forward with the care that's best for them, not what the insurance is telling them they
right.
can only do.
Yeah. Right. So I'm thinking about, many of our students, for example, you know, often they're covered by Medicaid or, you know, some kind of managed care.
Mm-hmm.
Do you accept those as well or not yet?
No, I don't participate with most of the like federal plans, Medicaid.
Uh-huh.
A couple of Medicare plans we do work with, but
Medicare. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, should be told
mm-hmm.
them. No, we don't accept a lot of the managed care. Yeah.
Right. So okay. So, but then for those, and do you accept, you know, people who are in urgent need? Because I know that happens. There are people who break them, whatever you call it, or they have a toothache, or, you know, is someone able to call it you and say, Dr. Edmund, I need help like today?
Yes, we do.
And the expectation is. Mm-hmm.
In the schedule for people who do have true emergencies, pain and swelling and so on,
mm-hmm.
If we can't see them that day, at least the next day we'll get them in to at least assess what's going on and see if we could help them. So, yes, we
mm-hmm.
do take emergency visits.
Okay, good. So, Dr. Edmund, I want to kind of pause here because what I'd like to get from you is a sense of, you know, what do you see when you project, you know, I mean, I have seen your practice. It's quite an attractive looking space from the outside. I have not gone in, and I will.
Yeah,
yes, I will. I definitely will.
Yeah.
I definitely will.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get a sense from you as to what your expectation is. I think it's great. We have,
mm-hmm.
We have you as a dentist, and specifically you, because I'm thinking about you as a woman of color, as a woman of, you know, with a Caribbean background, West Indian background, who's here because you're very representative of what this community is in many ways. Immigrant, lots of female, entrepreneur, you know, family. You're just representative of a lot of what our community is. So what is your expectation? Tell us what you want to see or what you expect will happen, because we're going to put it in the universe.
Yes, let's put it out there. So what I would love to see for Elevation Dental is first to become an integral part of the community, you know, well known for providing caring dentistry, for providing quality dentistry, and being accessible. You know, I'm not the dentist for every single person, but I believe that the people we want to attract are good people, people who want help for their particular situation, and people who are willing to listen and willing to kind of work with me to develop a plan. You know, some people come in, I only want to do this, I don't want to listen to your opinion, and honestly, those type of patients are drama. So, you know.
Not the ideal one.
No. It's like, who really are seeking help and willing to be part of a team, you know, my team, as well as what they're looking to do. So, yeah, just looking to see some growth and do the best that I could do for them.
Okay, that's good. So then in terms of building up your relationship, right, your as a member of the community and, you know, with the schools, with, you know, with the churches, with other community organizations, how's that going?
It's going pretty well. You know, I've been working with Tricia Frazier. She's a nice resource in the community to connect me.
She knows everybody.
Different outlets in Mount Vernon and surrounding areas. So, you know, I try at least monthly to do something to give back, whether it's invite students into the practice to observe, whether it's going out to have a talk, you know, at one of these schools coming up this month. So at least trying to consistently do something to connect to a group that may never have heard of my practice or heard of me. So it's going well. It's going well.
That's good. That's good. Okay. So, you know, as we come upon or rounding the corner with our talk, what is it, Dr. Edmund, that you want the listeners to hear that I've not asked?
Let's see. I feel that, you know, for the person listening who is avoiding the dentist because they're scared, they're anxious, I would say take a leap of faith. And, you know, if you feel that maybe your previous dentist didn't listen to you or address your needs, maybe, you know, see if my practice is somewhere that you can feel comfortable versus avoiding what you know is going on. Many of us tend to avoid things that we think are uncomfortable, painful, and so on. But, you know, we really try to do a good job of reducing anxiety, reducing pain, explaining exactly what we're doing. So I would say to them, you know, don't let fear hold you back from doing what needs to be done. You know, if you're seeing things going on in your body, your mouth, that you know need to be addressed, just take that first step and see if, you know, we can be of some assistance to you.
Right. Okay. Thank you. You know, there's one thing that I was thinking about as you were talking, Dr. Edmund, and that is how the condition of your mouth is very connected to your overall health, right?
Yes.
You know, and so, I mean, and I know you can speak at length about that, but if you could just give us, you know, why it's really so important, because the kind of bacteria that could grow in your mouth, how all of those things impact and affect your overall health, and why it's so important to have a relationship with a good dentist.
Yes. people kind of look at the mouth as isolated from the body. You know, women, they'll take care of the hair, they'll do the nails, but they'll cover up their mouth and their smile when they know that certain issues are going on, whether the gums are bleeding, they have a toothache, they have missing teeth. It's really important to stay in touch with a dentist regularly, because we are able to look in your mouth, assess exactly what's going on, and give you solutions. So if you have bleeding gums and they're like, oh, it doesn't hurt, but that's an issue. You know, mm-hmm. that buildup, that bacteria can create infections that can move down to other parts of your body besides your mouth. You know, if you're a smoker, that could be an issue why you have loose teeth, you have staining, you have odor. You know, people don't necessarily connect what's going on in the mouth with other things in the body. If you have diabetes, mm-hmm. You tend to have more issues with your gums, and we could discuss and review things like that with you, but most people brush it off, you know. So I could cover my mouth. Nobody has to see what's going on in there. Mm-hmm. But that is, their body's breaking down. So it's important to regularly assess, you know, what's happening, even things like oral cancer. You might have a sore in your mouth and you just leave it, ignore it. But if you are seeing a healthcare dental provider, we can catch things early before they become emergencies, before you're spending thousands of dollars when you could have caught it early, you know. So it is important to get your regular checkups, just like your medical, dental, it's all connected.
Okay. All right. So Dr. Edmund, I want to thank you. I think this is a really important conversation. And we, you know, Dr. Cole and I, I'm a social worker by training. And Dr. Cole and I, for the last, I want to say 9 or 10 years, I think it's 10 years, we've been doing what's called Wellness Week Mount Vernon. And I believe we've had a dentist participate before. But I think for this year, it would be lovely to have you perhaps participate in Wellness Week, you know, share information that can be helpful to others, because we focus on the on all the areas of wellness. And I think dental health is really crucial. So I want to, as we wrap up, Dr. Edmund, I want you to tell folks what the address is on Gramerton Avenue and what the number for the office is, should they wish to call for an appointment. So let me see if I think Tricia had sent me some information, or maybe you did. But yeah, I think it's really important to let folks know so that the information is accessible to them right away. What the address is, it's 5, what's the address?
So we're located at 545 Gramerton Avenue. That's between Broad and Grand Street. So 545. Mm-hmm. And you can give us a call at 914-259-8559.
Thank you, Dr. Edmund. Go ahead.
All right. No, I said we're there most days of the week. If we don't get a call, leave a message and we'll get right back to you.
Sounds good. Well, Dr. Edmund, I want to thank you. I'm really glad we had the opportunity to have this conversation. You know, I know that there are so many people who live with all kinds of things going on in their mouths, right? Bad breath, decaying tooth, chip, all kinds of things. And I think it's, you know, we're at a point in life where everybody wants to, you know, kind of try to be their best. So I think at least a consult with you at Elevation Dental to say, what can I do to improve my dental health and my overall health, you know, would be a good thing.
Yes, definitely. Come in and check it out, see what's going on.
Yeah. Okay, Dr. Edmund. So you have any final parting words for us?
Final words? Well, thanks again for having me. You know, we offer a lot of services, fillings, extractions, implants, Invisalign. You know, we're a general practice, so bring your friends, your family, and we'd love to meet you.
Good. Yeah. So, you know, I look forward to getting acquainted myself, Dr. Edmund, and I'll definitely be popping into the office to see you know, Elevation Dental. You know, I had a dentist for a long, long time, and then he retired, and it struggled to find another dentist. You know, really did struggle to find, because I think it's such an intimate relationship. I really do. Mm-hmm. I feel like the dentist, you know, having a dentist is a really intimate relationship. And when people think about intimacy, it's not in that way. It's intimate because there's somebody in your mouth, right, who's helping you to take care of this most private part of your body.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
So yeah, I think it's a really special relationship with a dentist. So, Dr. Edmund, I want to thank you again. And I'm really pleased that we could have this conversation. And I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
All right. You take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So that was Dr. Mitz Ann Edmund. She sounds like a really delightful dentist. She is trained, experienced, knowledgeable, committed. And she sounds really caring. So I think that if you're looking for a dentist, if you're in need of a dentist, that going to see Dr. Edmund might be a good decision. I want to thank you for joining us on Discussions with Delia. I look forward to our other discussions in the future. Till such time, peace and blessings.